Hello and welcome to Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. Well, guys, it's been about a month since I've done my last podcast. I think I did one in the beginning of November. And so it's been about a month. It's been a little while. I want to apologize for that. And really, I haven't been too committed to doing the podcast because I was focusing more on the YouTube channel. But now my gears are going to be shifting a little bit. So, but before I get into all of my announcements and stuff like that, I'm just going to tell you what's going on in my life. So basically, I've been working a ton. I work a job that requires about, 50 to 55 hours of my time a week. And then when I come home, I'm generally pretty tired and I have stuff to do around the house. You know, I have responsibilities just like anybody else. I have a dog to play with. I have a wife to spend time with. So to run both a YouTube channel and a podcast is a little tough to do working the hours that I do. Pretty soon here, I'm going to be making an announcement about a change in my life. I'm not going to do it just now, but there is some changes coming. But one of the announcements I'm going to make is that I'm going to be focusing more on the podcast. And I announced it on my Facebook page at Fat Geeky Reviews that I'm going to semi-retire the YouTube channel. And here's why. When I first started doing the YouTube channel and the podcast, I thought that it'd be a great opportunity for me to make a little bit of extra money, you know? And I thought that maybe I was talented enough or that I was, you know, and I worked really hard at it. You know, I worked to make sure that I could edit the videos right. I made sure that I figured out how to do it on my own. And I thought I've done a pretty good job. And the thing is that YouTube, if you want to start making money doing YouTube, you got to really be dedicated to it. You have to have the time to put content out there. You have to have the time to really be in it every single day, because if you look at some of the top YouTubers in the world, they're on there every single day. And I reached out to some of them and I said, how did you start and how did you get to where you are today? And actually, I got some responses back from them on Twitter and sometimes via their YouTube channel. And basically, they just said it took time and they needed that time, and basically, did what they could to invest all their time into it. And unfortunately, I don't have the financial stability to do all that. So, but the nice thing is with the podcast, I'm able now to get advertisers for my podcast thanks to the app that I use, Anchor. And so when I started seeing kind of the advertiser revenue start to come in a little bit, it's not much. It's only a little bit. It made me really excited. And then I have a few supporters of my podcast. So if you are a supporter of the podcast, thank you very much. But, you know, when I started seeing this ad revenue come in from these advertisers, it got me really excited, got me really pumped up. I was telling everybody I know about it. And it's a really cool little thing that that Anchor is doing to help small podcasters like me. So that's kind of my small announcement, and there'll be a bigger announcement in a couple of weeks. But until then, the title of this episode is going to be Big Fat Geeky News. We're just going to go over all the news and stuff that's going on this week. So I'm going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and we'll get right into the news. So stay tuned. Hey, I know I'm a big fat geek rambling on about superheroes and such, but if you enjoy that and want to hear more, go ahead and click that link in the description and throw 99 cents a month my way. To those who already do support the podcast, thank you. It's no obligation, and you can cancel at any time. All right, welcome back. So I want to get into the news because there's a lot of stuff going on in the geek world, specifically the comic book genre, and I want to start with the cancellation of Daredevil. So if you haven't heard yet, and if you're hearing this for the first time, Netflix canceled Daredevil after season 3. And if we want to count up all of the shows that they've canceled, Iron Fist, then Luke Cage, and then now Daredevil, and which leaves, as far as Marvel Netflix is concerned, at least Jessica Jones and Punisher as the only remaining shows on Netflix from the original, like, Defenders type of series. On Hulu, you still have the Marvel Runaways, you still have The Gifted on Fox, you still have Cloak and Dagger on Hulu, or Freeform, or whatever the heck Cloak and Dagger is on now. I think it's on Hulu now, but I think it was on something kind of crazy before. I don't even remember, but Cloak and Dagger. So Marvel TV is really struggling right now. So Iron Fist only lasted 2 seasons. Luke Cage only lasted 2 seasons. Daredevil only lasted 3 seasons. And all of their other shows are still in the infancy. The Gifted, I think, is only in its first season. The Runaways is only in its first season. And Cloak and Dagger, I think, are about to start their second season. Here's the issue with that is that the Marvel is really losing ground on the TV game. And it's not really that surprising, because if you go back and look at Iron Fist, and I explained it more in my last podcast that I did last month, but the more you look at those Netflix shows, the harder they were to get into. They didn't have the fun feel of the Marvel movies. It was hard to place those characters in that universe because it didn't have the same feel. And therefore, you looked at a much dirtier, grittier, darker show than what the kids of the Avengers genre like really liked. And so it was hard to build an audience. And understandably, there are guys and gals out there my age in their 30s that really enjoyed those shows. I can tell you that I was not one of them. It was, for me, so hard to get through those shows. There was a lackluster storylines that didn't translate well onto the screen, specifically in Iron Fist. Iron Fist was super hard for me to get into. Punisher was hard. The only show that I really hooked onto really fast was Jessica Jones. I think Jessica Jones is a great show. And the stories that are being told in Jessica Jones are so much better than the others, in my opinion. Now, don't get me wrong. I liked the first season of Daredevil. Hell, I liked the second season of Daredevil. And I liked what Daredevil did in The Defenders. When we got to season 3, it was a little different for me. It just seemed like Matt Murdock was getting the crap beat out of him all the time, and there was very little heroics on Matt Murdock's part in that show. Although I did like, I really, really like the job that Vincent D'Onofrio did as the Kingpin, Wilson Fisk. I thought he did an amazing job and turned in stellar performance in that role. I also like Bullseye in that. I really like how they adapted that storyline. However, I just think that that storyline could have waited another season. I think they could have gone with better stories. I think you should have crossed over more. I thought we should have saw some stuff with Luke Cage, maybe some stuff with Jessica Jones or Iron Fist, or maybe even bring in some other characters, because you now did 2 seasons where basically Wilson Fisk is your bad guy, and 1 season where the Punisher is really the anti-hero in that story, or the antagonist in the story. And the first 2 seasons were fantastic, but the 3rd season, even though Bullseye was the antagonist in the story, it just didn't feel that way as much dedication as they put on Wilson Fisk. It just didn't feel the same. So I am not, as much as I didn't like the fact that they canceled the season after, or Daredevil after season 3, I'm not surprised they did it. Because right now, DC television is literally kicking the crap out of Marvel television. And it's not even close. I mean, like I said earlier, you had Daredevil canceled after season 3, Iron Fist and Luke Cage canceled after season 2, and all your other shows are in their season 1, season 2 game. But if you go over to DC, you have Arrow in its 7th season, you have Flash in its 5th season, you have Supergirl and Legends of Tomorrow in their 4th season, you have Black Lightning in its 2nd season, you have And then over across the pond on the DC Universe app, you have Titans in its first season. That's getting a lot of notoriety right now, especially not notoriety as far as critics or anything like that, but just the level of acceptance I've seen on Twitter or social media about Titans. And we'll get into Titans in just a minute. Not just a minute, but you know what I mean. But right now, I'm just not surprised that Daredevil got canceled, and that's kind of the moral of the story here. Did I like Daredevil? Absolutely. I thought it was one of the stronger shows out of the Netflix shows. I think Jessica Jones is still the strongest show, but Daredevil was a close second. I'm really sad to see it go. I really hope that Marvel and Disney really try to reboot those characters on their streaming service. So if you guys don't know, Disney's coming out with its own streaming service to rival that of Netflix, to rival that of the DC Universe. And really put their whole library onto this streaming service. And that includes some of the Marvel shows, I imagine. But I think they're going to want to create new content for that show. And we may see a reboot of those characters at some point on that channel. Is that going to happen? Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. But I think there's a good chance you might see a revival of the shows on that network. But we'll see. As far as we know, Disney's not the one that pulled the plug on these shows. Netflix did. But Netflix is being hogtied right now because of all of the rumors out there that Disney would have pulled the shows anyway to put them on their streaming service. So Netflix wanted to really keep its head above water, as you were, and really get ahead of what revenue they were losing not having those shows on Netflix. Please let me know what you think about the Netflix cancellation. Reach out to me on social media, at FatGeekyReviews, everywhere social media is available, except for Instagram, because I don't have an Instagram for the FatGeekyReviews brand, although I may create one here shortly. I'd like to get into some other news that's going on, and we're going to stay in the Marvel world for a minute. So I'm recording this on Monday evening, December 3rd, and I am currently not watching Monday Night Football, purposely, because like I said earlier, I'm semi-retiring the YouTube channel, and by semi-retire, I think I'm going to limit the YouTube channel just for trailer reactions. So speaking of trailer reactions, we're supposed to get a Captain Marvel second trailer tonight during halftime of Monday Night Football. If you're listening outside of the States, I don't know. I think it'll be available online later tonight. I'm kind of hoping it will. And I hope to do a trailer reaction tonight. So if you're hearing this right now and it's past Monday evening, obviously, and this it'll probably definitely be past Monday evening, check out the Captain Marvel trailer. I will do a trailer reaction on YouTube. But here's my hope for Captain Marvel. So I know Captain Marvel is going to play a huge role in the MCU, possibly going forward. Depending on the success of this film, we could see one or two sequels, and really Captain Marvel being the centerpiece of the new Avengers. Which would make a lot of sense. You know, you're gonna lose strong characters with the exit of Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans. You're gonna lose Captain America. You're gonna lose Iron Man. Probably gonna lose Thor too. And so, what are you gonna have to replace those guys? Your new Avengers are gonna be characters like Captain Marvel, Black Panther, Spider-Man, and whatever characters they decide to bring in to replace those characters. So you still have Ant-Man, Giant Man, whatever, Wasp. And Doctor Strange. So you still have a plethora of characters that you can use. You still have Falcon. You still have Winter Soldier. I mean, you still have these characters that we don't know what their fate is yet for the next Avenger movie. But we do know that they do survive somehow. I mean, how can you not? We all know that they're making another Spider-Man movie. We all know that they're making another Black Panther movie. But what we don't know is what is going to be the fate of the original Avengers people, like Iron Man, Tony Stark, and Chris Evans, Captain America, Steve Rogers. And so we don't know what their fate is going to be. So what characters do you have to continue the MCU going forward? Captain Marvel is going to play a huge role in that. She's going to play a huge role. And I think we might see other characters down the road. So I think Captain Marvel is going to be a great movie. It comes out in March. I'm so excited to see it. I love the first trailer. And you can check out the first trailer on my YouTube channel. I did a trailer reaction when the first trailer came out. And I can't wait to do one tonight on the second trailer. So, again, if you're listening to this, head over to my YouTube channel, at FatGeekyReviews, and you can check that out. So, staying in the Marvel Universe, though, and staying with the trailers, there's been rumors floating around the interwebs that not only are we going to get a Captain Marvel trailer tonight on Monday Night Football, but we are going to get a Avengers 4 teaser trailer tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, or Tuesday morning, or something like that, or Wednesday morning, or something to that effect. There's going to be a second trailer dropping this week of the Avengers, and I hope it does. Again, if it does drop and you're listening to this podcast for the first time past this week, say Friday, and there was an Avengers 4 trailer drop, there will be a trailer reaction video on YouTube. So again, check that out. I'm very excited about the possibility of Avengers 4. And I was talking to a guy today, and we were throwing theories out there about Avengers 4. Like, what is really going on? What is Avengers 4 going to be? You know, obviously, only those close to the chest know what's going on, and only, you know, those guys have been super sworn to secrecy. So I imagine that we're gonna start off where we left off, where Thanos is relaxing, and obviously there are several key players left in the universe. We know Ant-Man was in the Quantum Realm, spoilers. We know that Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark, Iron Man was still on Titan, spoilers. We know that there were a couple guys still in Wakanda, spoilers. There's still some people left in Wakanda, so I'm assuming we're going to leave off with that. But I honestly think that it really depends on how the Captain Marvel movie is, because Captain Marvel is supposed to be taking place in the 90s, and so it's definitely before the attack on New York and the formation of the Avengers. So how does Captain Marvel play into it? How does she come? How is she summoned by Nick Fury? Is she just hanging out in Kree homeworld? Does she just show up at the end in her costume? I mean, we don't know. This is the best part about being a superhero movie fan. Or geek, if you will, is really downplaying this stuff. So here's my theory on what is going on. So obviously, I think there's going to be another battle with Thanos. However, I think it's going to be in space. I think Thanos is going to end up leaving Earth and going back up into space, and the remaining Avengers have to go stop him. I think the Time Stone's going to be involved. I think, of course, the Infinity Gauntlet is going to play a huge, huge deal. And all the other Avengers come back, and then it's going to be a huge party. If anybody dies, if I had to predict one Avenger that dies, it's going to be Captain America. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, I just mentioned Aquaman. Aquaman comes out December 18th, so it's coming up soon. I'm very excited about Aquaman. It looks so, so cool. I'm really, really excited about Aquaman. I love the trailer. As my comments were on my YouTube video were amazing. The feedback I got was so great. This movie is going to be absolutely fantastic. This movie, if DC Films were suffering at all, which I don't believe they were. I think they've done really well for themselves. In fact, there are people saying that Batman v Superman is their favorite Zack Snyder movie, which when that movie came out, they all said it sucked, but now they're all saying it's like the greatest movie ever. Don't ask me why. But they did the same thing with The Dark Knight. So they said, oh, good, Heath Ledger cast as Joker. Stupid. And then they regret that. So, but I think if there's any falter to DC movies, Aquaman is the solution and will fix it. It looks amazing. It looks like it'll do well. We'll see when it comes out. The initial reactions from critics and from people who, like, select few people that have already seen the movie have given it positive reviews, and I'm super happy about that because I want to see it. So December 18th, check that out, and then check out my YouTube trailer reaction for Aquaman. I think you'll like it. But I really want to get into the CW shows. I want to get into those because I haven't really talked about them a whole lot, and I love them. And people hate me for it. People are like, oh, you like that soap opera crap? You know, it's so dumb. You know, that's why the Marvel shows were better. And I'm like, yeah, well, why the Marvel shows only last two seasons, huh? So I am really looking forward to the Elseworlds crossover. So if you guys don't know what that is, starting December 9th, there's going to be a 3-episode crossover event. So it starts on Sunday night here in the States with Supergirl. And then it'll continue Monday on Arrow and then Tuesday on The Flash. It's a 3-night event. And so far, all of the crazy trailers and crazy stuff going on, I still have no idea what the crossover is about. Here are the things we do know. We know that Batwoman is in it. So Kate Kane, Batwoman, is in the show. We've seen her in the trailer. We've seen Barry say, that's not Batman. You know, so we've seen that. We have seen the Monitor. So we know the Monitor is going to be in it. We know that for some whatever reason, Barry and Oliver switch lives. So Oliver is Barry and Barry is Oliver. One's the Flash is the Green Arrow. Green Arrow is the Flash. We know that Supergirl stays the same. However, we've seen, we know that Lois Lane is going to make her on-screen appearance there. And we also know that Superman wearing the black suit will also make an appearance there. Other than that, we really don't know a lot that's going on, but I can give you some new information that we learned at the end of this week's Supergirl episode. So if you guys didn't see this week's Supergirl episode, I urge that you do, because I'm going to give spoilers in 3, 2, 1. That was your chance. So this episode of Supergirl, they finally capture Agent Liberty. So they find out who Agent Liberty is. They're actually, Manchester Black finds out who Agent Liberty is. And then Team Supergirl finds out. And they capture him and all this stuff. And there's all this drama that happens in the episode. It's a really good episode. We learned a lot more about Dreamer's powers. We learned, it was a great ending to the first kind of half of the season before the crossover event. It was a great kind of mid-season finale type thing. I don't even know if they labeled it as a mid-season finale. But it was a good ending before the crossover. So at the end of the episode, we see a battlefield. And it says Earth 90. So we're on Earth 90, and we see a battlefield. And we see like, the helmet of the Ray. We see the helmet of Hawkman or Hawkgirl. One of those two. I think it's Hawkgirl's helmet. We see bodies just spread out, and then we see this guy crawling wearing a red suit, and he's just crawling, military crawling, and he's trying to reach out for this book, and up comes the Monitor. So if you guys don't know who the Monitor is, he's a villain in DC Comics. I really don't know too much about, and I can't educate you here, but I promise I'll get educated about the Monitor by next week. But the Monitor comes up and takes the book and says, like, oh, your time is finished or whatever. And, then we see the guy who plays Henry Allen, John Wesley Shipp, lost his name for a second. We see John Wesley Shipp in his original Flash costume from the 90s, and he takes off running at super speed and then just kind of ends on his symbol. Super, super cool. So in the leaked set photos, we've seen Barry in the Green Arrow costume, along with Oliver in the Flash costume, along with Supergirl, along with 90s Flash, and it has been amazing. So I still have no idea what this crossover event even is, or the story, and that's what I love about it. We're not going to find out until it starts next week. We might get some tidbits this week on Arrow and Flash, but I'm really hoping to go into next week to the crossover event with a fresh pair of eyes and really watching this show. And I'll do a whole review on the podcast, what I thought about the crossover event, and I'll break it all down for you guys next week. That is my promise to you guys, is that I'm going to try to make a podcast once a week. And I really just have to sit down and do it. But with less attention on my YouTube channel now, I promise I'll get it done. But I cannot wait for this crossover event. The thing I love about the CW shows is that they stay consistent. The stories are always good. They always integrate deep into canon. They always bring in characters that you'd never think of, but yet exist in the comic book world somehow, some way. They throw their different spins on characters, and they do a really good job doing it. So what I've loved about the season so far is just the really good story. So I loved Arrow in the prison. I loved where Oliver was locked up in the prison. I loved all of that story. The fact that Nora West Allen, I guess, came from the future to help her dad save the world, or actually save himself. It's been a great story along. I haven't really enjoyed Chris Klein's portrayal of Cicada. It's kind of weird, but so far he's a good villain in that you've connected to, because he's only doing it because his daughter was hurt by Metatech, or Meta, something that had to do with metahumans, and he's out to destroy all the metahumans. So really cool story. We got to learn so much about Cicada in the last episode of The Flash. So it's been a really, really cool thing. Supergirl has been fantastic, like I said earlier. I can't wait to get into Red Daughter, Red Son, Supergirl. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, we do know that there was a clone of Supergirl made, and that she's in Russia. So kind of on the trail of a very famous comic book, Red Son, where we follow basically Russian Soviet Superman. So it's kind of along that line. It's not going to be an exact replica of that, but they're doing their version of it, and it's really cool. So can't wait to get into that in the second half of the season. So I'm really excited. I'm going to switch gears over and jump into Titans on the DC Universe app. And that show has been absolutely amazing. Probably out of all my shows right now, I think Titans is absolutely my favorite. I'm going to get into that in just a second. But on top of that, I really think that DC TV is going to outdo Marvel. Because think about the shows that DC Universe is going to put out besides Titans. So we have the third season of Young Justice, and for those of you who know me really well, Young Justice is my favorite cartoon that DC's ever done. I love Young Justice. I can't wait for this new season of Young Justice. Not only that, but we're getting a ton of new live-action shows. Swamp Thing, we're getting the Doom Patrol, and we're getting like the Harley Quinn cartoon. So there's a lot on the table. Plus, Titans has already been renewed for a second season, and I can see why. The Donna Troy episode was, you know, fantastic. I probably wouldn't say it was the best of the seasons or the best of the first season yet, because I really, really enjoyed the Asylum episode. I thought that was so good. But I do have a little couple of things about Titans that I wish they would fix. So I wish that Beast Boy would turn into some other animal besides a tiger. Because all he does is turn into a tiger. So he's not Beast Boy, he's Tiger Boy in the show. I do like the evolution of Robin. I do wish that Raven was a little more dark and in control of her powers. But I understand she's learning. And like I said, when I did my first episode review on the podcast, so make sure you go back to my one of my earlier podcasts and check that out. But I always said that this, I could tell this was going to be a very Raven heavy story, and it has been. A lot of stuff going on with Raven, but it's definitely my favorite show on right now, and I can't wait to see how they're going to end the first season. And I can't wait to get into the second season. And definitely, January 4th is marked on my calendar as a day that I'm very excited about, because we're going to get the third season of Young Justice, and I can't wait for that. So lots more to come with DC TV. They're really kicking Marvel's butt right now, and I am loving it. But guys, that's going to be really it for the Big Fat Geeky News. We've talked about Daredevil, we talked about what's coming up with the Elseworlds crossover, and we talked about the DC Universe. So I'm very excited about the future of the podcast, and I really like to know what you think. So wherever you're listening to this podcast, no matter what app it's on, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Spotify, no matter where you're listening to this podcast, make sure you give it the best rating possible, whether that's 5 stars or a thumbs up or however it's rated on the app of your choice. And please don't forget to subscribe. That really helps me out, especially with my advertisers, because I get paid if you subscribe, which is amazing. So if you subscribe on whatever app, it'll get downloaded to the device of your choice each and every single week. And that's what helps me keep the podcast free. The more you subscribe, the more comments, the more likes, the more 5 stars, anything that you give me, it keeps it free because my advertisers pay my bills and not you guys. However, like I said earlier in the podcast, you still have that option to support the podcast. You can pledge 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month to help support me and my podcast and my YouTube channel. And I promise to keep bringing you awesome content and my opinions each and every single week. Now, I know it's been a month since my last podcast, but I promise you guys that there's going to be so much going on in the month of December. I'll be able to do a podcast every week. So the next podcast will be next week after the crossover event. And then after that, we got Aquaman coming out. And then in January, or you know, we got the conclusion of Titans, so I'll do a whole Titans review podcast. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Please like, share, and subscribe everything that I do, and that's it for the geek. Thanks for listening.